Well, hello there. Glad you could join me. Oh, it's always a joy to be here on the Just Jesus Radio Network and to submit another one of my works for the Lord. Another message. I hope you'll stay in and that you'll tune in to what's being said here today. May the Lord bless you. May the words that are said have lodging in your heart. And may you rejoice at the end, being glad that you tuned in. Thank you. I have a word for you today here that centers around a feeling, as most words do, of course. But the feeling is not one that's pleasant. It's not something that we particularly like, although sometimes it can bring us to our senses. And it's something that we really have to recognize, because if we don't, then, well, we may not go to the location we would like to go to when we pass from this earth. The word is fear. Fear, F-E-A-R. Now, fear is a word that we kind of grimace at when we hear it. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about, you know, things that are joyful and happy. Well, you know what? I've called my message today the Christian's greatest fear. The Christian's greatest fear. You know what that is? If I ask you, and I just did, what is the Christian's biggest fear? What would your answer be? Would it be the obvious, like the fear of dying? Would it be perhaps the fear, say, of uncertainty, that your salvation is really real? Or would it be, and this is the one that's bandied about a lot, would it be the fear of losing your salvation? You've heard that before, haven't you? Maybe you've even contemplated it sometime, or even come close to, well, you know, you can lose your salvation. No, you can't. No, you can't. You know, but for a lot of so-called Christians, now, I say so-called because there are a lot of people that think they're Christians just because they were born in, say, a Christian family, or they go to church on Sunday, that they are automatic Christians. Well, there's no such thing as an automatic Christian. To be a Christian, you must believe. You must repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's that simple. It's that simple. And once you are a Christian, well, here's the good news. You cannot lose your salvation. You cannot. But you can still harbor that fear. That you could, because you're waiting for some kind of feeling within you that you don't really recognize, that's going to help you feel for sure in your heart that, no, I'm going to heaven. I know I am. And then you go out and you get on with your life, your normal living style. Say, that's not pleasing to God. Well, you may not be saved. That's the downside. You might not be saved. Okay, now let's take a look first at the condition of the unsaved. All right? Now, if I randomly chose, say, a dozen people off the street, get the picture? And I grouped them together for a little chat. What would be the first obvious question I might ask them. Now remember, I'm trying to win them over. I want to win them over to Christ. I want to determine if they are on their way to glory or not. All right? So keep that in the back of your mind. So what if I ask them, just outward, do you know that if you died today, you'd go to heaven? Now, many of you have already heard that question over and over and over. It's come from pulpits all over the land. Do you know that if you died today, do you know for sure you'd go to heaven? You know what the answer that I hear the most is? Well, I think so. I'm a good person. Sorry, it doesn't work. All right? You get it so far? Easy so far, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Well, this, of course, the question, do you know if you'd go to heaven if you died today? That's, well, it's contingent on your worldly assumption that there's no other place you could go. So, if heaven was the only place you could go, aside from staying in the grave, well, a lot of people would say, well, I don't mind, I'll stay in the grave, I'm dead, goodbye, case closed, that's all there is to it. This, well, you know, to think, to use that thought pattern is not realistic, according to the scriptures. In other words, you do not believe in a literal hell, and therefore, you would eventually go to heaven. That's what you think, isn't it? Well, I'm sorry, but I got news for you. You don't automatically go anywhere. All right? So, I opened my trusted King James Bible, 1611, and at Hebrews 12, verse 14. All right? You can check it out for yourself. And it reads as follows. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Now, there are a number of very important things that happen to the sinner when he repents and believes in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Did you know that? I'll just go through some of them quickly, and then we can comment a little further on them, all right? Okay, first, the unsaved man or a woman is lost and perishing. Now, that's not a very nice thing to say to anyone, is it? You're going to hell. Nobody wants to hear that. Or when someone says to you, in anger, go to hell. That's not a nice thing to say, is it? Because you shouldn't wish that on your worst enemy, that they should spend eternity in hell. Okay, the unsaved man or woman is lost. Now, we know that. That's a fact from the scriptures. Except you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. Okay, now, according to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3, we read, but if the gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. If the gospel be hid, it is hid from them that are lost. Now, how is it hid? By what? By the veil of sin and unbelief. By the veil of sin and unbelief. Wow. Which the devil, of course, has used to hoodwink all who are unbelievers. Because if you refuse to believe then really you're being hoodwinked by the devil. That's a fact. You either believe in Christ and you're on your way to heaven because you've repented and believed in the gospel, or you don't believe in Jesus and what happened at Calvary, and you're going straight to hell. That's not a nice picture to paint, going to hell, but it's a fact. It's true. Now, if you are going to hell, and I pray that you're not, but if you are going to hell, you have no hope. You have no hope, unless, of course, before or while you're still in your right mind and while you are still undecided, that you make that decision for Christ. You can do it even now. Even as soon as this message is finished, or even right this moment. You know how to repent and believe? Do you? It's very easy. A lot of people think, I repent. What's this repent stuff? Well, it's simple. The Bible says to repent and believe, okay? And thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Okay, now listen. Repent just simply means you're living a life of turmoil, debauchery, you're not paying any mind to the things of Scripture, of God. You're not even going to church, for that matter. But if you don't decide for yourself, within yourself, that you want to go to heaven, you believe there is a heaven, and you want to know how to get there, then, and you decide, that's where I want to go. That is called repenting. And that's why we have the Bible, to show us the way. John 3:16 is the most familiar way, right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16 is the most popular verse in all of Scripture. Okay? Now, if you're hoodwinked by what people say to you, you know, oh, don't believe that foolishness, you know, there's no basis for it at all, you know, you're being hoodwinked, you know, repent. Turn away from those people and turn to those who are Christians, who are believers in what happened at Calvary. You know, if you have no hope, which you don't unless you do get saved, then you know what? You are separated. You are unregenerated. And Ephesians tells us in Ephesians 4, you are unprofitable and under the wrath of God, and you're still in that old flesh, disbelieving, unbelieving. The bottom line is, you are spiritually dead. Now, your flesh is still alive, you're walking around, you're doing everything, you know what you're doing, or you think you do, but spiritually, you're dead. You got that? Now, we must consider very carefully, very carefully, what God did to bring the sinner into the family of God. We must consider how sinners became reconciled to God. Now, I bring your attention to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 10, which reads, "For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." So, if we are enemies of God, which we are, if we don't believe in Jesus Christ, then that's what you are. You're an enemy of God. Now, to believe in the death of his Son, in the cross, what happened there when Jesus went and died for our sins, to believe in this, then you become reconciled. And you are saved because Jesus rose again from the dead. He paid the penalty for our sins, the sins of the whole world. But all we have to do is believe that. Turn away from our vile ways. Oh, I'm not a vile person, you say. Well, in the eyes of God, you are. Turn to Christ in faith, believing. You must do that. There are many changes that take place the moment a sinner repents and believes in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are many changes. You know, Christ, the changes are instantaneous when you believe in Christ. Instantaneous. Happen immediately upon belief. A lot of people believe that such changes can be undone. Well, I'm here to tell you, if they're real, they can't. If you're sincere, they can't. Like when we were children, remember? Sure you do. When we were children and had friends whom we trusted to watch our back or help us with our schoolwork. And as we grew to adulthood, these changes just naturally become undone. Why? Well, because we don't need these friends any longer. We have matured to the point where we can fend for ourselves and we choose new friends, right? We make new friends. The newer ones after that, according to our wants, more so than our needs. How many people choose a friend that they want because they're kind of think, oh, they're great, I like them, you know, I like what they're doing, I like their lifestyle. No, that's not the kind of friends I'm talking about. Talking about friends who know Jesus. Friends who believe in Jesus. You've all heard the saying, Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. By a supernatural work of God, the sinner is reconciled to God. Reconciled to God. This was made possible only through the shed blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, the begotten of God at Calvary. Now, consider the following. Consider the following when you repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here's what happens. Listen carefully. This is important. You are no longer lost and on your way to an eternal hell. Isn't that great? Sure it is. You are reconciled to God. Number three, you are made righteous. You are justified. You are redeemed. You are adopted. You are quickened, raised up, blessed, forgiven, sanctified, and placed into the body of Jesus Christ. And last but not least, and I love this one, you are glorified. According to Romans 8:30. Now you can look it up yourself and read it, and you'll understand it as plain as can be. A lot of people say, how can I be glorified? Well, the scripture says so. When you accept Christ as your Savior, give yourself over to Him, then you are glorified. Now, these things didn't just happen over a period of time. They were, like I said, instantaneous. And when you repented and believed, then you hear from time to time of people who say, but can you lose your salvation? That God cannot, or God can take back all or part of it? Like maybe some of it, if that's possible, but it's not. Can you lose your salvation once you're saved? No. The answer is no. Okay? This is complete lunacy, and a lot of people think they can, so they don't bother with it. No, it's not true. God is not like an Indian giver, as we used to call him when we were children. God looks upon the heart. God knows your heart. He knows if you're sincere or you're not. If you think you can lose your salvation, then guess what? You never had it to begin with. Have you got that? If you think you can lose what God has given you in the form of your salvation, then you never had it to begin with. You only thought you had it. Now listen very carefully. Once you repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that He suffered and died and shed His precious blood, so that we who truly believe are set free from all past and all future sin. It's done. It's done. It's complete and can never be undone. Let God be true and every man a liar. God doesn't give it and then take it away from you. He knows your heart. Tell me, are you overwhelmed? Are you overwhelmed by the Christian's greatest fear? Are you overwhelmed by that a Christian thinks they could lose their salvation? Does that bother you? Well, it shouldn't. If you are, then you may not be fully trusting in the word of our perfect God. Yeah. And if you think God can or will go back on His word and cancel out your salvation, guess what? God cannot deny Himself. Once saved, always saved. You see, God knows who will come to Him for salvation even before we are born. Now that might sound far-fetched, even ridiculous, but it's true. God knows who will come to Him. Who will believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ? That's His foreknowledge. That was even, now this is going to really, you know, send you for a loop. But God knew if I was going to be saved even before I was in my mother's womb. Before I was even born. And it's the same with you. You see, God's foreknowledge precedes His predestination. So a lot of people go around and say, well, I was predestinated to be saved. How do you know? Only God knows. You can't say that. But He does know who will come to Him and who will not. And that's why we have to be wary of the end times that will come upon us. And by the looks of things in the world today, we're living in those end times already. That might sound a bit scary, but maybe that's what you need, is to be a little bit afraid, if not a lot. Everything that has anything to do with God, it would seem that it's to be thrown aside, not to be adhered to. It's foolish in many minds today. And look at the enemy. They want Christianity wiped off the face of the earth. Why is that? Because Christianity is the devil's biggest enemy. You see, with Christianity gone, the devil has his free will exercised. He can go about and do whatever he wants to whomever he will, in any way that he will, without any opposition. The devil's greatest stumbling block is the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you under the blood of Christ? Are you a believer? Do you know for sure? I ask you, no, I plead with you. If you're not absolutely sure of your salvation, I mean absolute. And you say, well, how can I be absolute? Well, the things you're doing right now in your life, they'll change. And you might say, well, I'm a good person. Why would I change? I'm sure God's not upset with me. That's not what I mean. I mean, you'll want to do more for God. You'll want to please Him. He's the one you please first. You might say, no, I please my wife first, or I please my children first. I please my family first. I please my boss first. No. Of course, I'm not saying you don't please them. Of course you do. You tend to their needs. You be good to them. You be kind. But the person, the one that you please, first of all, is God. If you put God first, then all things will fall into their regular position in life. And you'll find it. Hey, I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm going to heaven. I'm saved. I've repented and I believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no two ways about it. I'm a child of the King. Are you? Well, I'm going to close with a prayer here. And then I'll be finished. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that the ears that heard this message today, that they will not in any way block out that message or try to change what was said in their mind, how to get, maybe take a shortcut if there is a heaven type of thing, how they can avoid an eternal hell. I pray for them, Lord, that they'll make the right decision according to the Scriptures. Repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you will be assured of heaven. You'll be assured of glory. And isn't that the bottom line? Oh, yes, it is. I implore you, if you're not sure about your salvation today, talk to somebody who is. They'll guide you. They'll show you in God's Word. And you'll feel good, not only about your salvation, but about yourself too. I want to thank you for listening and ask you to join me again next Saturday at 9 on the Just Jesus Radio Network. God bless you. Amen.